翻到格林多前书的第十六章。
So we've had a discussion in chapter 15 about the resurrection and the fact that it is foundational to our beliefs.
在格林多前书十五章里，我们谈到了复活，这是我们信心的一个基石。
Because of the resurrection, all else is certain.
因为有复活，所以其他的都是很确定的。
All the promises of God are valid because Jesus rose from the dead.
因为其他的我们信的东西都是有价值的，因为主耶稣从死里复活了。
And consequently, he will make those promises come true.
结果呢，就是主会让这些他的应许变成为真。
Now let me remind you that when ordinary people like you or me make promises, there's some reasons why we might not want to fulfill the promises.
我就想提醒大家的，就像我们这些通的人，如果我们做了一个承诺，我们也许不会去履行那个承诺。
If I promised you that I would give you $1,000, you might say, well, that's very nice.
如果我跟你承诺说我会给你1000块钱，你就会说这个太好了。
But then you might say, you know, I know Harold, and he's not very trustworthy.
所以呢，你可能会这样说，你说我了解 Harold， 他不可信。
As a matter of fact, he doesn't manage his money very well, and by the time he said he's going to pay me the $1,000, he may not even have it.
所以呢，事实上呢 ，Harold 对他的钱财可能管理不当。他说给你1000块钱，他可能连1000块钱都没有。
Or he might get mad at me and decide that he doesn't want to give it to me after all.
所以呢，他或者说他对我感到不满，然后他决定不给我了。
But the wonderful thing about God is this: God is not impoverished in any way by giving to you what He promises.
所以实际上神呢，他给你的应许是永远不会不履行他的承诺的。
He doesn't become poorer by making you rich.
他让你富有，他并不能让他变穷。
He's so rich that he actually gets richer when he fulfills his promises to you because it fortifies his character and increases his glory.
因为实际上呢，神呢，他给你了以后，他会变得更富有，这个就是跟神的特性是相关的，也会成就神的荣耀。
So there are many reasons why you and I might not fulfill the promises we make to one another.
其实有很多原因，你我之间如果做出来承诺，可能不会履行。
But none of those reasons apply to the Lord. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite that applies to Him. The more He fulfills His glory, His promises, the greater His glory and the greater the blessings to Him.
实际上呢，神呢，他我们之间的这些所有的原因在神身上都不适用。他那个实现他的承诺越多，实现他的应许越多，他得到的荣耀越多，也让神更加富有。
So we just rejoice in His promises.
我们所以呢，我们就一直在享受神的应许。
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and we'll start reading some verses together. I think maybe we should read the first three verses in Chinese, then in English, and then we'll talk about them.
然后呢，《格林多前书》第十六章，我先跟 大家读一下一到三节，然后他再来给我们讲解。论到为圣徒捐钱，我从前怎样吩咐加勒泰的众教会，你们也当怎样行。每逢七日的第一日，个人要照自己的进项抽出来留着，免得我来的时候献凑，及至我来到了，你们写信举荐谁，我就打发他们把你们的捐资送到耶路撒冷去。Yeah.
All right. I just realized that I was reading from the wrong translation. So just give me a moment to find it here.
那他要找到跟大家一样的那个圣经哈，他刚才没有放在手边。
All right. In English it says, now, about the collection for God's people, do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. Then, when I arrive, I will give letters of introduction to the men you approve and send them with your gift to Jerusalem.
所以他刚才读的是格林多前书第十六章的一到三节。
All right, so my question is, did we make any comment on those verses last week?
我的问题呢，就上个星期我们有没有讲这三节？
Anybody? We didn't.
I think so.
Okay, thank you very much. My memory isn't always good on this, so I'm happy that we're in agreement. All right, so the first thing he's talking about now is the money for the collection or the offering. How should we be giving money to the work of God?
因为他说谢谢大家的提醒，他的记忆总不是那么好，所以呢，首先我们这三前面三节讲的呢，是我们怎样奉献和收奉献。
And so he's basically saying here at the beginning that we should be collecting money the same way in our church as they do in the other churches that the Apostle Paul started.
这里呢，基本上就是告诉我们，在我们的教会，我们收奉献的那个程序应该和其他的教会和使徒保罗当时的那个教会的方式是一样的。
And so the question is, in general, how should we do the work of God? And the answer is, we want to do the work of God the same way all other godly churches do the work of God. We don't want to be different. We want to be like those who are doing the work of God the right way.
所以呢，总的来说，我们怎样去做神的工呢？我们就是要像其他的神的教会一样，跟他们一样去做，一样那样去做神的工。我们不想和其他的神的教会做任何不同的方式去做。
And so God's basic plan is very simple. It says, on the first day of the week, each of you should set aside a sum of money.
所以神的计划呢，其实非常简单。在每个星期的第一天呢，你们要把那个钱准备好。
And it should be done in such a way that if you have a greater income, you can give more. If you have a lesser income, you could give less. You don't all have to give the same amount, but each of us should give something.
实际上呢，这个基本的原则呢，就是说，如果你的收入多，你就多奉献一点；你的收入少，就少奉献一点。不是说每一个人奉献的数目金额都是一样的，但是至少你要奉献点什么。
So consequently, the giving to the work of God becomes very routine.
所以的结果呢，就是把给神的那个变成了一个通常的一个常规的行为。
It's something that we do regularly. In this particular instance, I'm just trying to remember where the, I guess it's at the end of verse 3, it says, I will give letters of introduction to the men you approve and send with them your gift to Jerusalem.
因这个基本的上呢是这样的，就是他是读到第三节的后面一部分，把你们的捐资送到耶路撒冷去。
So this was a very special gift, and it was going to be sent from the Christians in Corinth to the Christians in Jerusalem.
这是一个特别的礼物，他们会从格林多送到耶路撒冷去。
The problem is that the Christians in Jerusalem were very poor. They were in need of help because of Christian persecution and because the Romans were making life very miserable for Christians and everyone else in Jerusalem.
问题呢，是在耶路撒冷的那些圣徒，他们由于迫害。 和罗马政府当时给他们加上的苦难，他们在耶路撒冷的那些圣徒非常穷，有非常大的需求。So
I want to draw attention to a very important principle here.
所以我要大家注意一下这个一个非常重要的一个原则这里。Paul
is not saying we need money. I want you to give your money to me.
使徒保罗呢，他不是这样说的，说我需要钱，你们把你们的钱给我。Paul
is saying the Jerusalem Christians need money. I want you to give money to them.
使徒保罗说呢，那个在耶路撒冷的圣徒需要钱，我希望你们把钱给他们。
So the principle that should be followed in Christian financial matters is this. You expect other people to give their money to other needs, but you don't go around saying, you must give your money to me.
所以在基督徒的一个基本的财务原则呢，就是你去跟别人说有其他的圣徒需要 你要给其他的圣徒，而不是说我需要钱，你把你的钱给我。In
the Old Testament, God said to Moses, Moses, you tell them to bring their money to me, that's to God, but nowhere do we read that men of God say, I want you to give your money to me.
在旧约里呢，神对摩西说， 我需要你收钱来给我，也就神自己。我们没有在任何地方读到说你们把钱给我。Nor
does the man of God say, I want you to give your money to my work.
也没有属神的人说你把你的钱给我，让我去做工。Now,
this is a principle which is often neglected in our world.
所以呢，这个呢， 在我们这个世界，通常呢是很难做的。And
so very often, in if you go to a particular church, they will say you've got to start giving more money to our church.
所以呢，这是问题，就是你如果去一个教会，他们会说你开始给我们教会一些钱。And
radio and TV and other preachers often say we're doing a good work. You've got to give your money to us.
通常呢，在收音机里或者电视上那些传道人呢，说我们做事做得很好，所以你们应该给我一些钱。The
Apostle Paul said they're doing a good work. You've got to give your money to them.
使徒保罗说呢，他们做了很好的神的工，你应该把钱给他们。Okay,
very important. Much damage has been done to the work of God by people who say, I want you to give your money to me.
所以非常重要的呢，是神的 公受到了损害是因为那个人说你把你的钱给我。
And then Paul goes one step further and says, not only should the money be given wisely, but it must be managed wisely.
进一步呢，保罗也说呢，你不单是要给钱的时候要给出正确的方式，你要管理钱财的时候呢，你要管理出正确的方式。
So he says, now, the money should be collected, and then you write a letter, and you send that letter to Jerusalem, and you send with that letter men from your assembly to Jerusalem, so that I won't be the one who carries the money.
因为他说的，你们要把那个钱送到耶路撒冷去，你们呢也要写封信给那个带钱的人去，然后让那个带钱的人带着信和钱一起去，所以呢我不用去管那个钱。
If Paul carried the money, he might, they might say, Paul's going to put some of it in his pocket the same way Judas did.
因为如果使徒保罗去送那个钱呢，他们会认为使徒保罗会从那个钱里扣一部分放到自己口袋里，就像那个犹大当初做的一样。
So Paul said, you collect the money and then you take it to Jerusalem and you give it to the people and I won't be involved at all. Even if I go with you, they will be the ones who'll be carrying the money.
所以保罗说呢，你们收钱，你们派人，你们到耶路撒冷去，你们想给谁就给谁。如果说就算我跟那个送钱的人在一起，我也不会涉及到任何关于这个送钱的程序里面。
And so he says in verse 4, if it seems advisable for me to go to Jerusalem also, they will go with me. They'll be carrying the money.
因为第四节说呢，若我也该去，他们可以和我同去，但是呢，他们带着钱。
All right, so it's very important that the money involved in the church be managed wisely and that we don't run around saying, I want you to give your money to me. You say, there's a need over there. You give your money to God in that area, but don't give it to me.
这里呢是非常重要的，这个财务管理，正确的管理是非常重要的。你如果说让那些人把钱给那些需要的人，给神的教会在那里需要的人，而不是去告诉别人说你把你的钱给我。
All right, now we're going on to the next section, and so Roy will read us verses 5 through 9, and we'll learn a few more things there about the work of God.
因为我们进到下一部分，我会为大家用中文读五到第九节，然后还有的会给我们讲解第五节。我要从马其顿经过，既经过了，就要到你们那里去。第六节，或者和你们同住几时，或者也过冬，无论我往哪里去，你们就可以给我送行。我如今不愿意路过见你们，主若许我，我就指望和你们同住几时。但我要仍旧住在以弗所，只等到五旬节。第九节，因为有宽大又有功效的门为我开了，并且反对的人也多。
All right. After I go through Macedonia, I will come to you, for I will be going through Macedonia. Perhaps I will stay with you a while, or even spend the winter, so that you can help me on my journey wherever I go. I do not want to see you now and make only a passing visit. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits. But I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost because a great door for effective work has been opened to me, and there are many who oppose me.
他读的是第五到第九节。
So, he's basically saying, my job is to keep going with the gospel.
他基本上是这样说的,我的工作呢,是随着福音走。
And I want to encourage many Christians in many places, and so Paul was involved in what we call an itinerant ministry.
所以呢, 保罗说呢, 我的工作呢就是去 不同的地方去激励更多的基督徒 我的基本的工作呢 他说是itinerary 我不太理解那个词 待会儿他解释一下 他说他就是这样的一个工作使命
Alright, sounds good. So, Paul says my job is to be looking to God to lead me so that I go, I preach here, and then I will preach there, and then I will preach somewhere else. I will go where the Lord sends me.
所以保罗他是这样的,他说我是跟着神的引导和领导,神说我在这里去传道,我就到那里,到那里去传道,我就到那里去传道, 就是神让我去哪里传道,我就去哪里传道。
And that is God's plan for preaching.
这就是, 神的计划, 为那些传道的人。
In many instances in the New Testament, the preachers went from place to place to place with the gospel.
在, 很多的例子里面, 那些, 传道人呢, 是在不同的一个地方到另一个地方去传福音。
In the Old Testament, it was the same when Samuel and others went from place to place to place. They went teaching the truth of God.
在旧约里也是一样，像撒母耳，他们也是从一个地方到另一个地方去传神的真理。
The model which is most frequently practiced in our day is that you get one particular preacher, one particular pastor in a church, and he stays there and does all the teaching.
因为在我们, 今天这个模式里面, 我们跟随的呢, 就是在一个教会里有一个特别的传道人做一个, 所有的那些讲道。
But that's not the way it was with the Apostle Paul or the Lord Jesus Christ or the other servants of God in the New Testament.
这不是使徒保罗和其他的属神的人在新约里他们传道的方式。
So he says to the Corinthians, I'm going to be going to Macedonia, and then after that I will come to you, I expect, but in the meantime I've got to spend a lot of time in Ephesus, which was a third area.
因为他说呢，基本上讲的他会去马其顿，也许我会回来和你们在一起，但是呢，他现在是在第三个地区，就是在以弗所。So
there's great blessing to the people of God from the movement of the men of God from place to place with the same message.
所以呢，其实是。 从这里呢，那些属神的人从一个地方去到另一个地方去传信息，这所有的人都得到很大的赐福。So
we try to do that at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. We often have a special preacher come from out of town. We often have someone come from across town. Sometimes we have someone like Joe Reese come for even a few months to preach to us.
所以我们在16节教会里呢，也是这么做的。我们有时候请温哥华以外的人来到这里讲道，有时候也请这个在温哥华本地其他城市的人过来讲道。特别的呢，就像Juris，他我们通常呢一年会请他来讲几个月的。
But sometimes it's very difficult for preachers to plan ahead because they're not really sure what's going to happen.
所以有时候呢，对那些传道人呢，是很难提早做出计划的，因为他们不知道后面一步要发生什么。
So he's basically saying, I'm looking to the Lord, you look to the Lord, and the Lord will lead me to you at the right time.
所以基本上呢，大家都是这样说，你仰望神，我也仰望神，神会领导我们在正确的时间让我们在一起。
All right, verses 10 and 11 now.
然后我跟大家 读一下十节和十一节，第十节《格林多前书》第十六章第十节。若是提摩太来到，你们那里无所惧怕，因为他劳力做主的工像我一样，所以无论谁都不可藐视他，只要送他平安前行，叫他到我这里来，因我
So he says, if Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you, for he is carrying on the work of the Lord just as I am. No one then should refuse to accept him. Send him on his way in peace so that he may return to me. I'm expecting him along with the brothers. So, he's saying here, Timothy's coming, and Timothy also is an itinerant preacher, and I've asked him to come to you. When he comes, you accept him.
因为他基本上说呢，提摩太要到你那里去，提摩太呢，也是一个从一个地方到另一个地方传道的一个传道人，如果他去你们那里，
Some people say, well, I like Mr. So-and-so. He's a good preacher. But I don't know that I really like the other preacher. He's maybe not as good. He's not the kind of preacher that I like.
因为有些人说呢，我喜欢某一个传道人，但是呢，我不一定喜欢另一个传道人。他不是我喜欢的那种传道人的类型。
So if God were to send a preacher that you liked, what would you do?
如果神给你派了一个你喜欢的传道人，你会做什么？
You'd go to hear him, wouldn't you?
你就会去听他的讲道，是不是？
And you'd receive him with joy.
你会接待他，以喜乐的心接待他。
What if God were to send you a preacher that you didn't like?
如果神 派了一个你不喜欢的传道人，你怎么办？
Oh dear, that would be more difficult.
哦，这个有点难。
But Paul says, whether you like Timothy or not, you love him and you honor him. He's going to come with God's message. If the preacher has got God's message, you want to hear it, whether you like the preacher or not.
所以保罗说呢，提摩太来了，无论你喜欢不喜欢他，你就爱他，你就尊重他。如果这个传道人他是带着神的信息来的，你就要去接受他。
There were actually four groups in the church at Corinth.
那个时候其实呢， 在格林多当时有四组不同的人。
And one group says, I like Peter. And another one said, I like Apollos. And another one said, I like Paul. And the other one said, I like the Lord Jesus Christ. And they split into factions or groups.
所以实际上那四种人呢，他们第一组的呢，他们说，我喜欢彼得。 第二种呢，我说我喜欢Apollos。第三种人呢，说我喜欢保罗。第四种人呢，说我喜欢主耶稣。And
so the Lord says, no, that would not be good. Don't do that.
所以主说不这样，不好，不要那样去做。
We're to love all the men of God, all the women of God.
我们呢，要是要去爱所有的属神的人，或者是所有的属神的弟兄和姊妹。
So just as Paul was an itinerant preacher, so Timothy was an itinerant preacher.
就像保罗一样，他是从一个地方到另一个地方传道的。提摩太也是一个巡回的传道人。
All right, now verse 12, and we've got another itinerant preacher.
所以呢，在第十二节里，我们可以看到另外一个巡回传道的人。So
can you read verse 12?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
我来给大家读第十二节，《哥林多前书》16章12节。至于弟兄亚波罗，我再三的劝他。 同弟兄们到你们那里去，但这时他绝不愿意去。即使有了机会，他必去。All
right, verse 12. Now about our brother Apollos. I strongly urged him to go to you with the brothers. He was quite unwilling to go now, but he will go when he has the opportunity.
他读的是第十二节。
So the problem was that Apollos, he's one of the four men that they were following. Apollos was, Paul was encouraging him to come. Paul didn't say, listen, there's four groups there, and one of them is following me, and I'm the best. Therefore, you better follow me and forget about Apollos. Because some of you are interested in Apollos, and that would be wrong. He says, I want Apollos to come, even though he's in a different group than me.
所以呢，这里保罗说呢，那个亚波罗，他也是其中的四组人中的一组，他们喜欢跟随的人。保罗说呢，我呢，也是一组你们喜欢跟随的人。 但是呢，当他去的时候，你们也要听他讲。So
that shows that Paul had a big heart even for those who were in a different camp, in a different preferred group. Paul says, "I love Apollos. I encouraged him to come, but Apollos has his own responsibility before the Lord."
因为保罗这是基本上说的，保罗有一颗很大的宽容的心。尽管呢，他对那不同的阵营的、不同的跟随的人，他也是同样的爱的。他跟他们说，我叫那个亚波罗也到你们那里去，但是他现在不能去，他有其他的神的工现在要做。Some
would say that Paul was the boss, and everybody in the church had to do what Paul wanted done.
有些人呢，说呢，保罗是老板，所以每一个人在当时那个教会里都要去按照保罗说的做。But
Paul said Apollos is a good man, and he takes his instructions from the Lord just the way I take my instructions from the Lord.
所以保罗呢，他就说呢，那个亚波罗是一个很好的人，他从神那里得到了指示，就跟我从神那里得到的指示是一样的。So
each of us are responsible to the Lord to do what the Lord wants us to do, and we don't have we're not bosses one over the other. We don't have a hierarchy of organization. Everybody reports to one man.
所以我们每一个人呢，都是向神负责的。我们都从神那里得到指示。我们不是说某一个人高过另一个人。我们不会说是我们中间有一个老板，然后所有的人都向那个老板负责。We
believe everyone reports to the Lord Jesus Christ. And takes their instructions from him.
因为我们相信每一个人呢都是向神负责，而从神那里得到指示做他的工。
Then verse 13 comes along, and it says, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong, do everything in love."
第十三节和第十四节，你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强，凡你们所做的，都要凭爱心而做。
So verses 1 through 12 are all about how we should be relating to other people in the church, other leaders in the church.
所以在第一节到第十二节里讲到了我们互相之间的关系和那些领导人之间的关系。
But verse 13 says this is what you and I ought to do. We ought to be on our guard.
所以呢，第十三节呢说，这是你我要做的，你们务要警醒。
We would have to be on our guard. Why?
我们必须要警醒，为什么呢？
Because the devil would try to tip us up, wouldn't he?
所以呢，那个恶魔他是会尝试着引诱我们，他会那样做吗？
The devil would say, okay, I think I can cause big problems in this church. I'm going to get in and start destroying this church.
因为恶魔说呢，我会在这个教会造成很大的麻烦，然后我会摧毁这个教会。
And in fact, in the church at Corinth, there were lots of problems that could easily have divided that church, and therefore Paul says to them all, listen, you must be on your guard. You protect yourself against anything that might destroy the work of God.
所以实际上呢，当时在格林多呢有很多问题，这些问题呢很容易就分裂他们当时的教会，所以呢保罗告诉他们，你们要警醒，你们要保护自己，你们不要让恶魔有机会。
And then the next line is you are to stand firm in the faith.
第二段后面跟着说呢，在真道上站立得稳。
You stand for God. You don't necessarily follow this man or that man. You stand firm in the Lord Jesus Christ. You stand firm on the Bible.
所以呢，你呢，站在神那一边，不一定非要站在另外一个或其他的人那边。在任何时候，你站在主的那边，你站在神那边，站在主耶稣那一边，站在圣经那一边。
But you might say, well, that could be very, very hard.
你可能会说这个有点难。
And therefore you turn to the Lord and you say, Lord, I would like courage in order to stand and to do what is right.
这个时候呢，你会到主耶稣那里去，你说主耶稣啊，我需要勇气站在正确正道一方。
And lastly, it says, be strong.
最后是说呢，你要刚强。
Christians are not weaklings.
基督徒呢并不是虚弱的。
Christians are often very, very weak.
基督徒呢通常非常非常的软弱。
They're weak in themselves, but they're strong in the Lord.
他们在自己里面呢是软弱的，但是他们在神里，在主里是刚强的。
And the Lord will help them, and the Lord will encourage them.And the responsibility of the Christian then is to stand strong in the Lord. Even if there are problems, like there were in Corinth, you and I say we're going to stand strong in the Lord.
所以呢，基督徒呢，通常呢，他们要让神来帮助他们，让他们站在主里面，就像当时在那个格林多的他们有很多问题的那样一样，如果你站在主里面， 主会帮助你，使你刚强。
So the question would be, what is the glue that ties a church together?
所以呢，这里的问题呢是什么？是那个胶把当时的基督徒粘在一起。
And the answer is the glue is love.
所以答案呢，那个胶呢就是爱。
So here's the question then. Which of the Christians in the church do you love?
这里呢就有一个问题，在教会里哪一种基督徒是你爱的？
And then we say, well, it's my responsibility to love them all.
然后你会说呢，这是我的责任，我要去爱所有的基督徒。
If you had a number of children in your family, let's say you had 6 children in your family, which one would you love the most?
如果说呢，在你的家里有很多孩子，我们这样说，如果你有6个孩子，其中哪一个孩子是你最爱的呢？
Oh, you'd say that's a foolish question. I'm their mother, I'm their father, I love them all.
所以你会说呢？这个问题是一个很愚蠢的问题。
And if you,
我是他的父亲，我是他的母亲，我爱他们所有的人。
And if you did love one more than the other, you would feel very embarrassed.
所以如果你真的只去爱一个呢，那你会在其他的那些孩子们面前显得非常尴尬。
Now the same thing is true in the Church of Jesus Christ. We love all the Christians.
所以同样的呢，在神的教会里，我们爱所有的基督徒。
Sometimes it's a little easier to love one than another.
所以有时候呢，去爱这一个更容易一点，比去爱另一个。
But we are responsible to love everyone.
所以我们的职责呢，是爱每一个基督徒。
All right, well, those are a quick overview of some of the principles that are associated with the operation of a church. And I'm just wondering whether there are any questions now that you might have on those first verses of chapter 16.
所以呢，这个呢，是一个简单的小节和一个快的小节，是关于呢在神的教会里是怎么运作的。这个呢，我就想知道大家对这个第16章开始的这些经文里有什么问题可以提出来。
Any questions?
有谁有问题吗？
Any questions about the collections? About how money is handled?
有没有问题是关于收奉献的，而且那个奉献怎么样去操作？
啊，就是那个旧约不是我们要分就是旧约的那个要奉献以色列人是十分之一给神嘛？那我们现在新约时代应该是怎么样子的呢？
OK。So her question is, in the Old Testament, the offering is a tenth, but in the New Testament, how much is the offering? Is that also the tenth?
That is a very good question. It's a very good question. In the Old Testament, there were a number of specific rules given relating to the work of God.
这是一个非常非常好的问题。在旧约里实际上呢，在这里有很多规定是怎样奉献给神的功的。
So there were instructions, you had to give one-tenth of your money on this occasion.
所以呢，这里面呢有一条规则呢，就是说你必须给你的十分之一。
You had to bring a lamb as an offering at on various other occasions throughout the year.
因为在一年中有几个场景，你要带一只羔羊来做奉献。
You had to keep the Sabbath day precisely according to the rules of the Sabbath.
因为你必须守安息日，严格的按照安息日的规定去守安息日。
All right, you had to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year.
你必须一年去上耶路撒冷三次。
There had to be prayer at the altar of incense every morning and every evening.
因为那里呢，必须有一个祷告，必须有祭坛上的香，每天早上和晚上。
All those rules were there for you.
所以呢，所有的规则在那里是给他们的。
All right. So when you get to the New Testament, you don't find any of those rules.
当你呢，读到新约部分的时候呢，你找不到任何那些规则的一条。
So does the Bible tell you how often you have to pray in the New Testament?
在圣经里，新约圣经里告诉过你，你要有多经常的去祷告吗？
Does it tell you how often you have to worship?
也告诉他这里有没有告诉你，你要多经常的去敬拜？
It doesn't tell you how often you have to go to Jerusalem.
也没有告诉你有多少次你要去耶路撒冷。
All right, so let me give you an analogy now.
现在我给大家说一下。
Here's a man, and he has a daughter. Let's assume his daughter is 10 years old.
这里呢有一个人，他有一个女儿，我们呢假设他的女儿是十岁。
He gets up in the morning and he says to his daughter, Now I'm going to work today, but I want you to help your mother today. So I want you to do this job and this job and this job and this job. And when that's done, you may have your lunch.
所以呢，他早晨起来跟他女儿说，我要去上班了，你要准备帮助你的妈妈，我给你一个工作，你要做这，你要做那，你要做这。你要做那，当你把我给你的这个表上所有的事情做完了以后呢，你就可以吃晚饭。
And the little girl says, "Thank you, Daddy. That's what I will do today."
那个小女孩就说：“谢谢，爸爸，我这就是我今天我要去做这些。”
And then, just as he's going out the door, his wife comes.
所以当他的爸爸出去以后呢，他的妈妈进来了。
And he says to his wife, Now this is what I want you to do today. I want you to do this and this and this and this. And then when you've done that, you may have your lunch.
所以呢，那个人呢就跟他妻子说，这是我给你的一个表，你要做这做那啊，你做完了以后，你就可以吃中午饭了。
And what's his wife say?
他的妻子会说什么呢？
She says, hold on a minute, I'm not your daughter, I'm your wife.
所以那个他妻子就会说，等一等我不是你的女儿，我是你的妻子。
And when I married you, I pledged my life to you, and I will do what is right today. But you can't give me all those rules. I'm your wife now, remember? I'm your wife.
所以呢，他说当我跟你结婚的时候呢，我是准备给你做一些事，但是呢，那这是我该做的，你不能给我一个表，说我要做这，要做那，因为我是你的妻子，对不对？
And I'm not going to do it in order to keep your rules. I'm going to do it because I love you.
我不会因为说你规定我去做什么事而去做，是因为我爱你，我才去做那些事儿。
So in the Old Testament, because people didn't know and understand God very well, he gave them precise instructions. how much money to give.
因为呢，在旧约时代呢，旧约时代的人呢，他们对神的理解不多，所以神就给他们一些规则，说啊，你要给多少钱。
And so in the New Testament, we give money to the Lord because we love Him. We don't say it's got to be so much. We just give what we can because we love Him.
在新约时代，就是我们现在的时代呢，我们给神奉献呢，是因为我们爱他。我们不是说我们要定下来给多少，是我们能给多少，我们就给多少。
So many years ago, I would have been in my 30s then, I met a man who said to me, Harold, do you think you're giving enough money to God?
因为很多年前，也就是当他30岁的时候，他碰到一个人，那个人说 ，Harold， 你给了足够的奉献给神吗
？I said, well, I'm pretty happy with what I'm doing.
哎，我说对对对，我现在做的什么事情我很满意。
He said, why don't you give more?
他就说，你为什么不多给一点呢？
You know, I thought for a while, and I thought he's right. I probably could give some more.
对，我就想了一下，我想他可能是对的，我应该多奉献一点。
I never did tell him what I was giving in the past.
我从来没告诉他，在我以前我给了多少。
I never did tell him what I planned to give in the future.
我也没告诉他，我将来我准备奉献多少。
But I was thankful that he challenged me because as a result, in fact, I did start giving more.
我非常感激，是因为他提醒了我。这样呢，因为这个结果呢，所以我开始给多一点的奉献。
So, Linda, the key verse that's in the back of my mind is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and I'm not sure if it's verse 8, but let's just look at it. It's pertinent here. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and...
所以他说呢，他在他脑子里想到了一节经文，就是格林多后书的第九章，他正在找是哪一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7.
所以是格林多后书第九章的第七节。
And it says, each man, each one, should give what he has decided in his own heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. God loves a cheerful giver.
所以他读的是九章第七节，个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强。因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
So we give what the Lord would encourage us to give. We give it thankfully, we give it cheerfully, and tomorrow we may end up giving more or less.
所以呢，我们实际上呢，我们奉献给神的呢，我们是要怀着一颗感恩的心，怀着一颗喜爱的心，然后呢，我们才知道我们要给多。
All right. Do we have any other questions now? Or, Linda, do you have more questions on that?
No.
没有。我就是我记得我曾经问过 Harry 的一个问题，我们新约和要遵守的，他好像就是说，一个是与人要敬拜的时候门头。然后另外两个我忘记了，可以让他再提醒我一下吗
？Okay, so, she has no more question about this, but she remembered that you told her about some rules in the New Testament, just like one of them she remembered is. Sisters have to wear head covering. So she would like you to tell him more about the others. Other rules except the head covering.
Other rules except the head covering.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very, very good. So what are the rules in the New Testament?
所以呢，什么是在新约时代的那些规则呢？
There are two types of rules in the New Testament, or three, I guess. I'll give you three types of rules in the New Testament.
所以他说在新约时代呢，有两种，但是他说是有三种，他要给你三种不同的规则。
The first set of rules are the commandments in the New Testament, and they say, this is what you've got to do.
所以呢，第一组那个规则呢，在新约时代呢，就是一个命令式的，他就是说，这就是你要去，不得不去做。So,
the Bible says, the New Testament says, we must love one another.
所以呢，在新约里说呢，我们必须互相爱。
The New Testament says we must not lie to one another, we must tell the truth.
所以呢，在新约时代呢，说呢，我们不能撒谎，我们必须互相讲真话。
And there are many, many more rules, or we'll call them commandments in the New Testament, instructions from the Lord that we must obey.
因为在新约时代有很多很多的规则，我们把它称为命令，是从神主耶稣来的，我们必须服从的。We
actually have four of them in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13.
因为在格林多前书的第16章的第13节里，我们其实上有四条规则。And
so they are, be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong.
所以呢，他读的呢是第13节，你们务要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做道长，要刚强。So
they are all rules or commandments from the Lord.
所以这四条呢都是规则，或者说是从主来的命令。
Then there is another set of rules, and they are, they're the rules that we copy other people.
所以呢，这个有另一组的规则，他不知道怎么样去说这一组的规则。
And so Paul says to the Corinthians, or to others rather, he says, you be followers of me, just as I am of Christ.
所以呢，这里呢，使徒保罗说的呢，你们来跟随我，就像我跟随主那样。So
those are rules that we follow just because we want to be like Paul, we want to be like Peter, so we follow those rules.
所以这就是那些我们要遵循的一些规则，我们想像保罗、像彼得那样。But
then there's the third set, and these are the, excuse me, these are the rules that I think you're talking about. These are the symbolic rules, rules about symbols.
所以呢，这是第三组规则呢，这就是可能是Linda问的那一组规则。这一组规则呢，就是一种象征性的规则，它是一个象征。Or
we could call them, excuse me, I'm going to sneeze again. We could call them ceremonial rules.
所以那个呢，我们可以把它称为是一个庆典的模式。The
first one of those would be the rule regarding baptism.
所以第一组那个呢，是那些规则关于洗礼的规则。And
we are baptized because the Lord commanded us to do it. It's a ceremony. It's not something that that is just in our basic behavior. It's a special ceremony from the Lord.
所以呢, 主告诉我们要去, 受洗, 这是一个, 纪念的一种模式和规则, 并不是说我们自己的本身的行为。
The next ceremony is taking the bread and the wine.
下一个纪念的, 那个模式呢, 就是, 领圣餐。
There is nothing magical in the bread. There's nothing magical in the wine. But we do it as a sign of the fact that we are the Lord's and we are fellowshipping with Him.
实际上呢, 在那个饼里和那个酒里, 并没有什么神奇的东西。 我们这样是去做呢, 是一个象征, 象征我们都在主里面。
And the head covering is the third sign, and that's simply to show that the Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and the man has his head uncovered to acknowledge the headship of Jesus, and the woman has her head covered in order to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the head.
那个蒙头的，这里呢是我们承认主是男人的头，男人不蒙头是承认男人的头是主耶稣，然后女人蒙头了，他们是把他们的头盖上，把承认主是他们的头。
So I consider those to be the three ceremonial or symbolic rules that we try to follow.
所以我认为呢。 那是三组不同，刚才讲的是三组不同的纪念的一个规则，或者说是一个象征性的规则，我们要遵循的。All
right. Are there any other questions, or does that answer the question? Are there any other questions on that question?
所以呢，这个有没有回答那个Linda的问题，也是不是大家在他刚才讲的这个问题回答问题上？ 有进一步的问题。
Who's got another question or a comment on that?
I think Josh
has got something coming.
那个关于讲的这个十一奉献的事情呢，我觉得我们这个十六届教会确实很少很少讲这个十一奉献。以前呢，我在那个上海的一个教会啊，现在想起来呢，它应该是属于一种那种灵恩派的一种教会。 他几乎就是每一次礼拜敬拜的时候，都要讲到十一奉献。而且这个哈罗德刚才说了，就是新约的时代的话呢，就是不一定强求你一定要有强求这个十一奉献，但是只是你要你捐得乐意，不在乎多少，是这个意思吧？
嗯，我问他。 So, Josh just want to make sure. Is that he said when he was in Shanghai City in China,
yes,
he attended the church. That church always talk about the one-tenth offering.
Yes,
but we didn't talk much about one-tenth offering in 16th.
Yes.
So he just wonder he just want to make sure that if you want to make some offering, you may offer that cheerfully and gladly.
Yes, I agree. You offer it cheerfully and gladly. But nowhere in the New Testament do you find a reference to one-tenth.
所以他说你说的是对的，就是你要有一颗高高兴兴的喜乐的奉献。你在新约里找不到任何一个地方说你一定要做十一奉献。So
one-tenth was a Jewish law, but it does not applied to the Christian in the New Testament.
所以呢，十一奉献呢是犹太人他们的律法，所以呢，在我们这里没有一定是十一奉献这样一个规则。
I'm trying to think of the next logic to follow there. You read that when the Lord Jesus Christ was traveling, the disciples traveled with him, but there were some women who traveled with him. And those women, the Bible says, they gave him, they ministered to him from their substance. So they had some money and they gave it to the Lord Jesus and his disciples. We just don't know how much.
所以呢，他在想一个下面一个逻辑，他就想，当主耶稣他在旅行的时候，在走的时候，有他们的那些门徒是跟随着他的，然后有些妇女也是跟随着他们的，他们当时呢也是把他们的给主耶稣，把他们的东西，然后呢我们其实并不知道他们到底给了多少给主耶稣。
Barnabas had some lands, we're told in the book of Acts. He had some lands, he sold them and he gave money to the disciples, but we're just not told precisely how much he gave.
有一个叫巴拉巴斯的呢，他有些土地，他把土地卖了以后呢，他把卖来的钱给那些门徒了，但是我们并没有告诉我们，我们也不知道他到底给了多少给那些门徒们。
In the book of the Acts, Lydia was a businesswoman. She was in the retail business. She sold purple cloth. And we read in Acts chapter 16 that she had a pretty big house and she invited Paul and those traveling with him to stay in her house.
使徒行传里呢有一个叫莉莉亚的一个妇女，她是一个商人，她在做那些零售生意，她卖的是紫色布，在使徒行传第十六章里我们读到她有一个非常大的房子，她当时邀请使徒保罗住在她家里。
That probably cost her some money, we just don't know how much.
这呢肯定要费一些钱，但是我们不知道那些钱是多少。
Then after Paul had seen several souls saved in Philippi and there was a church there, the Philippians continued to give money to Paul.
所以呢，当时呢，我们也知道使徒保罗到腓立比去，当时呢，那些有些基督徒呢也给他钱，但是我们不知道他们给了多少。
And I wonder whether a lot of that money didn't come from Lydia.
我有时候在想，可能好多钱都是 Lydia 给的。
But we're never told how much.
但是我们从来不知道他给了多少。
So in the New Testament, we're not told about a tenth.
所以呢，在新约里面我们没有读到一定要给十分之一。
Any more?
还有没有问题？
没有问题。我刚才看了一点哥林多后书那个九章的那个九节到十节哦，我觉得也讲得特别好，就是后面八节到那个十一节吧，也讲得特别好。就是如果我们愿意施给，那神会大大的补充给我们。就是
OK, so she has no question, but when she read the second Corinthians chapter 9,
yes,
she think that verse 8-11 is very good, because she think that if you give more, you owe for more, the Lord will give you more.
Yes, that is, in general, that is the case.
这个广义的说呢, 这个是, 就是这样的。
But we don't want to say to the Lord, listen, I need more, so I'm going to give you this much, you've got to give me that much more.
所以呢, 我们呢, 不会像这样去做, 就说, 主啊, 我需要更多, 所以我先多给你一点, 所以您就会给我多一点, 我们不能这么去想, 这么去说。
He will give you more, he just doesn't tell you when or how.
所以呢, 主会给你更多, 但是呢, 他不会告诉你, 他什么时候给你, 他怎样给你。
And so, as I look back in my life, I'm amazed to see what he did and how he did it and when he did it. But I couldn't plan ahead. I just said, Lord, I've got a little extra. I'm going to give it to you now.
所以我回顾我的人生，我知道当时呢，主，我也不知道主给我多少，主确实是给了我多的，但是呢，我并没有事先去要。 所以我呢，也计划去要，所以我也是多一点的奉献。
And so he has always given me more than I needed.
所以主呢，通常呢，给的他的是超过他需要的。
But he didn't always give it to me exactly as I wanted.
但是主呢，并不是说通常给他恰恰他想要的。
Once I took a job, a new job,
当我找到一个新的工作的时候,
and I said to the Lord, Lord, thank you for this new job. I am going to give you the very first paycheck. I'll give you all the money on the very first paycheck.
所以呢，我就跟主说，主啊，我非常感激您给我这个新的工作，所以我要把我的第一张支票，支票上所有的金额，所都奉献给您。
I did that on the basis of the principle of first fruits that we find in the Bible.
所以呢，我做这个呢，是遵循我们在圣经里找到的那个初熟的果子那个规则去做的。
So after I'd been working for the company for a few weeks, they gave me the very first paycheck.
所以呢，当我从那个公司离开后的。 一段时间呢，他们那个公司又把第一张他拿到的支票的金额给他了。
I looked at the paycheck, I couldn't believe it. The paycheck was really big.
所以呢，我看了一下那个支票，那个支票上的那个数额呢是非常大。
I thought there's been a big mistake. What will I do?
所以我就想呢，那可能是。 一个大的错误，我会做什么呢？
So I gave the Lord all the first paycheck.
所以呢，我所有的第一个支票呢，我都是给神的。
And then a couple of days later, I got a note from the company.
然后呢，几个星期以后，那个公司呢给我寄了一封信。
And it said, we're very, very sorry that we gave you so much money on your first check.
所以呢。 那个公司说，我们非常非常抱歉，因为在你的第一张支票里，我们给了你太多。But
they said, don't worry about it. We'll make the next check really small to make up for it.
他说，你不要担心，你的下一张支票呢就会数目很少很少。And
many of you are laughing. And when I got that note, I was laughing.
所以你们大家都在笑，因为我收到这个通知的时候呢，我也是在笑。So
what happened after that?
那个以后发生了什么呢？
Well, the Lord was good to me, and He gave me far more than that first paycheck. Much later, long time later, He gave me far more. But I had to learn the lesson, trust the Lord.
所以呢，其实呢，主呢。 他给了我很多很多，但是不是在那个时候，是在很久很久以后，我从那一个里面学到了，是主会给我很多很多。
So I'm not sure where we are now.
The questions.
do we have another question, or have I finished the last
question? 我有一个问题，就是在旧约里都规定，就是奉献必须是十分之一。那在新约里边，是不是虽然没说要给你要给多少，但是我觉得是不应该低于十分之一的，这是不应该一个原则。
Okay, so Sharon's question is that we are told in the Old Testament they have to give one tenth, but she thinks in the New Testament.We should give not less than one tenth. Is that correct?
Many people agree with you, but it's not the law. It's not a rule. It just comes from your heart.
所以呢，很多人呢，都同意你这个说法，但是呢，它不是律法。也不是规则，你要给的多少呢？是从你内心深处，你愿意给多少你就给多少。有没有？
我觉得在旧
哎，好好好，你先说，谢瑞。
啊，谢瑞讲。
啊，那个在旧约时候，哈罗讲说是因为人们不能更多的了解神，所以神给了他们一个规定。那在新约里头，人就是更多的了解神，知道了神了，那怎么可能去低十分之一呢？我觉得这个，哎，我不知道该怎么说了。我觉得这个不是一个法则，但是是不应该，如果低十分之一，应该是不允许的呢？有这么，那我也不知道了。
那我问一下他啊。
嗯哼。
So, she said that you.Told them in the Old Testament because the people didn't know much about the Lord, so the Lord gave them the rules. So she thinks in the New Testament we knew more about the Lord, so we should not, even that it is not.The rules or the law, because we knew the Lord more, we should not give less than one tenth. Is that correct?
I like your sermon. Okay? That's a good sermon. It's not a law, it's just a very good sermon.
他说呢，他喜欢你的刚才讲的。因为呢，虽然不是个立法，但是你讲的非常好。So I think she said, if you give less than one tenth, that is not allowed.
No, the Lord would be happy if you gave anything.
他说不是说不允许的，是因为你如果你给任何的。给神，神都会高兴。
The Lord is not poor. He can find money, so you don't need to worry. But if you give anything, that's a good heart. And if you give more, he will probably say that's better. But you give because you love.
所以呢，这里呢，他说的神并不穷。他不需要你们给的钱，但是如果你给，从你内心，发自内心的给了，他会高兴。如果你给更多一点，他会更高兴。你给呢，是因为你爱主，而不是说别的。
Amen.
假使，老陈还有问题吗？
我就一句，那个就是哥林多前书，哥林多后书的那个刚才讲的九章，我看这个第六节啊，少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。这个它不仅仅是讲你这个奉献的这一块的收获，就是讲还也应该还要包含说，比如说你对主的付出的时间，对主所做的工，对主的这种关系和爱，应该不仅仅是讲的金钱的慷慨撒种，不仅仅是讲这个奉献这一块，应该是对吧？你问一下哈喽。
我问一下。So his question is about Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. In verse 6, that said, whoever sows springly will also reap springly.
Yeah, sparingly.
Sparingly.、Okay.
Yeah, sparingly.
Sparingly. So, he think that it's not only talk about the money, how much did you offer, and it's also talk about the time and the works you did for the Lord. Is that correct?
Yes, Josh, I think that's a very good sermon too. Yeah.
他就跟老陈说，他说你这个也是一个非常好的信息。
It is true that the immediate context is money, but it's much broader than that.
这里呢 是真的，就是说谈到的时候通常是钱，但是通常比钱这个更广义的意义在里面。
So my own personal testimony, Josh, is very simple. I tried to prove that verse both in the money side and in the time and service of the Lord side. And in both cases, God gave me a much bigger reward.
所以他说呢，他自己的见证，他个人的见证是非常简单的。就他身上，他在那个金钱和做神的工上面都是有付出的，然后这样的话呢，神再给了他更多的赐福。
All right, well, the clock has gone to that point where we're going to have to stop. We'll carry on with the rest of 16 next week. And we'll look to the Lord to lead us. But thank you again for today. May the Lord bless us, everyone. Good to see you. If you can join us tonight, we're going to try to get together safely. And we're going to try to rejoice in the good things of God.
因为时间说呢，我们的时间也到了。希望大家下个星期二的下午也回来参加我们这个16章的学习。今天晚上呢，我们欢迎每个人到教会来参加祷告会。我们试着去保持各位的那种安全。也希望大家能来感谢大家来参加这个学习。
All right, let's have a word of prayer and we'll carry on.Lord, we just pray that you will continue to work in our hearts. We thank you for the examples and for the teaching that we find in the Bible.
主啊，我们祷告，您继续在我们的内心做工。我们一定试着去遵循圣经里告诉我们我们所要做的。
Lord, help us to live out these principles, we pray, even in the areas like our finances when the issues sometimes are pretty sincere and pretty severe.
主啊，请帮助我们活出这样的您给我们的规则来，尽管我们在我们的财务上有很难的时候，我们也要试图去遵循您给我们的这些规则。
Lord, help us to follow thee in all of these areas as well. And Lord, our prayer is that you will bless us and make us a blessing wherever we go because we try to follow you.
帮助我们去遵循这里面的一些规则，然后帮助我们去跟随您。如果我们知道，无论我们跟随您到哪里，您都会赐福给我们。
And Lord, again, we want to thank you for Mindy and pray that you will bless her as she and Bella go back to China.
我们再一次为 Mindy 献上感恩，在她回到中国的时候，我们请求您赐福给她。
And Lord, also, we would pray for our outreach meeting on Thursday morning. Lord, would it please you to cause many to come along to that meeting to hear about the wonderful love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主要我们再次为星期四上午的那个福音传道专场祷告，我们祈求您送更多的人来听这场传道，让他们知道主耶稣的爱。
And we ask these things now, giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们 请求这些，并献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you again. Thank you all.